Blessed be he who holds the reins of kingship in his hand, who has power over everything, who created death and life, in order to try you to see who of you are best of deed. He is almighty and forgiving, who created the seven skies one above the other. Do you see any disproportion in the creations of our Rahman? Turn your eyes again. Do you see any fissures? Turn your eyes again and again. Your gaze turns back dazed and tired. We have adorned the lowest sky with lamps, and made them missiles against the devils, for whom we have prepared a torment of most intense fire. For those who believe not in their Lord, there is the punishment of hell. And what a wretched destination! When they are cast into it, they will hear it roar and raging, as though it would burst with fury. Every time a crowd is thrown into it, its wardens will ask, "Did no warner come to you?" And they will answer, "Surely, a warner came to us, but we denied him, and said, 'God did not send down anything.' You are greatly deluded, in fact." They will say, "If we had listened and been wise, we would not have been among the inmates of hell." So will they confess their guilt. Deprived of all joys, will be the inmates of hell. For those who fear their Lord in secret, is forgiveness and a great reward. Whether you say a thing secretly or openly, he knows the innermost secrets of your hearts. Can he who has created not know his creation? He is all penetrating, all aware. It is Allah who made the earth subservient to you, that you may travel all around it and eat of things he has provided, and to him will be your resurrection. Are you so unafraid that he who is in heaven will not open up the earth to swallow you when it will begin to tremble? Or have you become so unafraid that he who is in heaven will not send a violent wind to shower stones at you? Then you will know the import of my commination. Those before them had also denied. And how was my punishment then? Do they not see the birds above them flying, wings spread out or folded? Nothing holds them aloft but God. All things are within his purview. What other army do you have to help you apart from our Rahman? The unbelievers are surely lost in delusion. Who is there to give you food in case he withholds his bounty? Yet they persist in rebellion and aversion. Will he find the way who grovels flat on his face, or he who walks straight on the right path? Say, "It is he who raised you, and gave you ears and eyes and hearts. How little are the thanks you offer." Say, "It is he who dispersed you all over the earth, and to him you will be gathered." But they say, "When will this promise come to pass, if what you say is true?" Say, "God alone has knowledge. My duty is only to warn you clearly." When they realize it has come upon them, distraught will be the faces of unbelievers. They will be told, "This is what you asked for." Say, "Just think, if God destroys me, and those with me, or is benevolent to us, who will then protect the unbelievers from a painful doom?" Say, "He is the benevolent. In him do we believe, and in him do we place our trust." You will now realize who is in manifest error. Say, "Just think, if your water were to dry up in the morning, who will bring you water from a fresh, flowing stream?"